What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to another, man, it's gonna be a crazy episode of Uptown ENT. Here as always with my main man B. I am Low. What's up?
What's happening?
Back to the streets.
Sunday podcast. What's up, y'all? Looks like we finally got some emails in. It's been a little dry moment, but yeah, let's get that jumping with those and we'll jump into this Snyder cut.
Yes, sir. Let me go and get these emails pulled up. So just my phone cooperates. I guess I could have just pulled it up on the computer, but gotta do stuff the
Be difficult.
hard way. All right. So if y'all want to email us, you can do so by hitting us up at uptownentboys@gmail.com. That is uptownentboys@gmail.com. All right, we got a couple of emails here. First one comes from main man Aaron.
Let's see what kind of shit he about to talk.
This email is titled "We're in This Together." All right, okay. Oh man, Lo. I want to send my condolences to your family first and foremost. Appreciate that, Aaron. Don't say nothing to fuck it up from here on out. In 2021, I've lost both of my parents, damn, and an uncle, damn, to either COVID directly or lingering issues post-COVID recovery. I'm not okay, but it's part of the process, man. Damn, Aaron, man. Hey, prayers up to you.
Right, man. Can't even joke now. Yeah, that's terrible. I was just telling another partner of mine, he got COVID with the pneumonia, and I was like, look, man, when you get over that shit, just chill. And take it easy, man. Figure out what you can and can't do. Don't over push it, because I've been hearing like them lingering effects ain't no joke.
Yeah, you try to get back to normal activity, especially, if you ain't ready or whatever, and putting extra stress on your body. Damn, man.
Man, prayers to you.
Yeah, man, I hate to hear that, man, for real. He goes on to say, thanks for always keeping me laughing and taking my mind off how shitty life is right now, man. As always. And then it wouldn't be Aaron if he said, I reserve the right to email again, pending how this Justice League movie pans out also.
We got something for your ass. Ooh, stay tuned.
Yes, sir. All right. Yeah, man. Definitely prayers to you, man. Final email we got from main man Max. Uh-oh.
Welcome back, Max.
Yes,
Welcome
sir.
back. Welcome back. I know he know that show.
Mr. Max goes on to say it bring this email's title brings a tear to my eyes. Man, I hope y'all oh shit, y'all about to do this. All right. Bruh, I just want to send my prayers your way. My daughter passed away almost 30 years ago, and I still feel that pain. It doesn't get easy. You just learn how to deal with it. You still have your life to live. Remember that. Damn, man. Shit. Hey, man. Prayers to you, Max, man. I cannot imagine losing it. Man, people who have lost child, who have lost kids. Man.
Yeah, like that's crazy.
That's a pain I never want to have to experience, man. So, I
That's
bet.
what I,
Go ahead.
that's what I'm saying, man. Kids be they bring this whole different world to you, and it's like, oh man, I don't even know what I'm gonna do if something happened.
Yeah, you just turned cold, man, I think. And then Max goes on to end it by saying, so in typical Max fashion, this ain't no punctuation, run-on sentences galore. We love you, Max. So it says, so what's been going on with Max? Well, I had two bouts with the Rona. God damn! And it
Two?
dragged me through hell with broken glass on the ground. This peck of woods state never took it serious, just like most states in the South. I'm all clear of the Rona now, but I think I caught it from fucking. That's the only time I don't have a mask on. Max out.
So he raw dog it both ways now, huh?
Hey, yo.
Man, be careful, man, because slow your stroke down. I don't want them lingering effects to hit you, sneak up on you. I don't want one of them girls to put up on you and you can't. You trying to fight it off and you running out of breath. Just stop. It ain't worth it. Oh, we'll see that happen to
Hey.
you. All it takes is that one get. She start twerking on the D, and that's a wrap.
That's it for you.
You might as well say your prayers, like, oh Lord, you about to take me there.
Damn. Now she about to take me there. Hey, that's the 2020 version of that Fred Sanford.
Yeah. Oh, I'm coming. No pun intended.
She about to take me there. I like that, dog. That might be the title of the episode.
Fred Sanford pick.
That she about to take me there pretty good. Man, yeah, man, appreciate y'all. Again, if you want to email the show, you can do so by hitting us up, uptownentboys@gmail.com. So, B.
Ooh, yeah.
Let's go ahead and get into this Snyder Cut, dog.
Yeah,
baby.
4 hours of motherfucking action on the edge of your seat, Aaron. Do you hear me? You gonna be on the? I knew you was on the edge of your seat. You can't even lie. I said you wasn't on the edge of your seat because everybody else was. People that didn't even like Joss Whedon's cut was on the edge of their seat. My boy about to go watch it twice. Still on the edge of his seat. Steppenwolf, my woo. Go ahead, man.
Man,
let's start to sweat. Let me sweat on.
So as far as like epics go, man, just as far as like good cinema goes, as far as like action movies and stuff like that, like you can't tell me that you a cinema, cinema fiend and you like good cinema and you like epics and stuff like that, and then tell me you don't like this movie. I know y'all say we be in the tank for DC and stuff like that, but we call it out when shit wrong. Did I still have a couple problems with this movie? Yeah, but pacing wasn't one of them. The tone was great. Man, that movie score, maybe it's just the producer in me, perfect movie score.
Mm.
And then, if I may add, now this may ruffle a couple feathers, Zack Snyder understands these DC characters way more than it seemed like any other director. He definitely understands. I think he understands Wonder Woman and her powers way more than Patty Jenkins does. He knew a better Wonder Woman than Patty Jenkins.
Preach, because she ain't do shit in the 84 movie. Like, well, I don't know what Wonder Woman she was thinking of.
No, they had her where she couldn't even fly, dog. I think we talked about it in the movie. Like, she couldn't even fly. I'm like, but she was flying in the Justice League. What the fuck? Did she not know how to fly then?
Man, like, come on. I was just like, that. Like, I was shocked, man. I just went in there with, like, I don't know. But that first 10 minutes, I was like, this war scene. That war scene? Oh, man.
The one on Themyscira?
Yeah, Darkseid came out.
Dog, they got to it. That was the one thing, you know, me and you, we talk about this all the time. Like, look, man, I don't need no backstory. I don't need no origin story. If motherfuckers can get caught up later, make this movie for me, for the comic book fan. Like, get right to this shit. I already know the backstory, and damned if he didn't.
Right. Man, Steppenwolf, they changed him. They changed his face, his armor. That armor was sick. You know, they was dragging him. They was dragging that armor. Sick,
but at the end, though, when they had that final fight scene where the portal was opening, the boom tube opened, and Darkseid and Granny Goodness just looking at him, getting his ass whooped by the Justice League. I didn't. Steppenwolf outside of that armor, he still looked kind of like claymation-y to me.
Did he? They changed him, though. His face, like, I think when I looked at him, the old one, I'm not the old one, but the original one.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah, they did some work. They even fixed his voice.
Mm-hmm.
It sounded gritty. Even though Steppenwolf in the comic books is, he look human, don't he? He look like Granny Goodness.
Yeah.
Long hair.
Yeah, so I don't know why they felt the need to do that to him, but I mean, I think Darkseid looked good. Darkseid, they got him right with like how he was just like he was just like this imposing figure. He's way taller than everybody.
Yeah, man. I really wanted to hit. I thought he was going to come through that port. I was like, they're not going to do it. Tell me they're not about to do this.
You got to hit that book of T.
Yeah, I was like, if he come through that port of a fight, it's a wrap. This is like the best comic book movie of all time if he do that.
Hey, I thought he was going to get I forget his name. Because I've seen him like in comic books and stuff, but I forget his name. Oh boy, who was standing, not Granny Goodness, but he was standing on the other side of Darkseid with that hood on.
Yeah, the one that was talking to Stephen.
Dog, he was like, he's like, I told you Steppenwolf Wolf couldn't do what the Dark Side was like, you did. And I was like, this motherfucker about to hit him with that Omega beam.
I thought he was too.
Dark Side don't like to be wrong, dog.
I was clenching my chest. I was like, he about to get him.
Now, I've been avoiding everything, but I can just hear people who just are just pressed to not like this movie. I can hear people now bring up that old argument, the same one they brought up with Man of Steel. Superman destroyed Metropolis. Look at all that damage. Like the Avengers didn't fucking destroy fucking New York in the first Avengers movie, but whatever.
And how did New York come back?
They rebuilt the shit. I'm sure, I don't know if Stark gave them some money or not. They never covered it, but motherfuckers so damn concerned about what happened to Metropolis, though.
Because Gotham City was looked like trash, and Metropolis still looked like trash. Parts of it, it was realistic, man. That's what it was to me. Man, when Superman showed up, man, talking about some, I'm not impressed. I'm like, see, that's what I'm talking about, man. Who the fuck is this Joss Whedon dude? Take him out. Don't do no more comic book movies. I told somebody else, I was like, this is the same cat that did Avengers 1 and 2. And y'all wanted this to be, you can't do that with DC movies, man. Them characters. Different, man. Different types of characters. You can't do that. Water him down and try to make him all funny. You see how they cut out all his scenes that he did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude, because none of his scenes fit with Zack Snyder's vision. And then, hey, man, I don't know if you caught it at the beginning of the movie before they even rolled the opening credits. They had that, like, look, pop up with the ratio and everything. Like, hey, we going with this ratio for the movie because that's how Zack wanted it. I'm like, God damn, they really sent Zack up to kind of, like, take a fall if this shit bomb.
Right.
They're like, nigga, we did everything you wanted us to do, so blame him.
And the movie ended up being good. Like, phenomenal. Like,
it's like they secretly wanted my man to fail, dog.
Now we about to ride for him to do this sequel, because I'm like, you can't leave us like this.
Nigga, and that's the one thing I liked about it too, B, because I was like, man, what they gonna do? Like, are they gonna kill off, like, you know, they gonna kill off, like, you know, Bruce Wayne, Batfleck? Are they gonna kill him off? What they gonna do? Are they gonna kill Ray Fisher off or somebody? But they set that shit up like they just know they about to get a second movie.
Right. They need to go ahead and grab Ray Fisher, but you can come back and fix that suit, change his suit up, because he still look retarded. I'm sorry. If anybody offended by that word, I don't care. I know it's a different type of movement these days. But anyways.
A different type of movement?
You can't say, man, look, you can't say nothing these days. Like my man Will said, like, we got rich. We can't hire, like, no offense to the women. Like, we can't really mess with y'all.
We ain't trying to
catch no cases.
I mean, I think there are some women who get the show. I mean, never underestimate the fact of how many people appreciate just some niggas talking.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are people out there who like people who are like us or whatever. Like, man, we don't be meaning no harm. We don't be malicious or nothing, dog. We just be like on her just talking shit.
Right. I'm like, I don't need no woman on my back telling me, yeah, I'll forget this motherfucking trouble. Let's grab 7 more women.
We'll get to that later. that was a real specific number.
Oh, it sure was. I didn't even realize that. I was just saying. I was just kind of ran on, but this is the...
Hey. hold on, dog. We still got to finish up this Snyder cut, man. We ain't going to the next segment yet. I did, you know what, man, I really could picture them, and I don't know why, man, HBO Max, dog, look, I'm imploring you, y'all need to just go on ahead, y'all got the money now, y'all got your own streaming platform, do what Disney is doing, man, all the stuff that you probably don't think would work as movies, make that shit into a TV show, like, y'all need a Star Labs TV show now, since y'all gonna do a GCPD show. I need a Star Labs TV show starring my man Ryan Choi.
Mm-hmm.
Because I like how they set that up, too. I was like, mm-hmm. Like, yeah, dog. Fuck Ray Palmer.
Look, man, he said he wanted to do that. He said he had damn, John Stewart as a Green Lantern in the movie. They ain't want it. They kept cutting it out. And I'm like, we need to find a way to get this man to direct his movies the way he want them and the way we want them. And we need to cut WB out the picture, them execs, because they trash right now.
I think, yeah, I agree with you. I think some of it is, and I don't know, but so you may be more in tune with this than me, though. B, have you heard anything about about the execs at WB still trying to interfere with this movie, or did they just literally leave him alone this time?
They left him alone because people, they got tired of the fans. I think the fans was about to go to war. Yeah, that's what they didn't want.
The
It's all
Nerd
right,
Wars.
man. Yeah, they's about to show up on these execs front line. You know, some of these fans hackers and they could find addresses and stuff. And they ain't even want no smoke.
Man, I really, like I said, I really enjoyed it, man, and I'm just looking forward to I'm looking forward to the next one, or however they're gonna go ahead and do it or whatever, dude. But I mean, dude, at this point, dog, I want hell, I kind of want Josh Whedon. I'm not Josh Whedon, Jesus Christ, I want him to
Ooh,
direct
no,
shit.
yeah.
I want
Yeah,
Zack Snyder to direct that Flashpoint movie.
yeah.
Cause he get these motherfucking characters, man. He that's I mean, I don't know no other way to say it. He gets them.
He does. Just let him do it, man. Let him do the whole universe, like Feige doing Marvel stuff. He just picking his directors, and he got his like stuff, ideas and stuff he pushing on to make it make sense in the rest of the universe.
And isn't it the way they kind of did when all this first started? I know he didn't he I think he EP'd he EP'd the first Wonder Woman movie.
Yeah, see, he did the 84 one.
He did? Nah, man. Zach, you know what? Hey, I don't think Zach would have let that happen, dog. Zach was probably looking at Patty just like Nelly was looking at Ali when he made Bujetto.
Like, are you serious? This shit, man. What is this shit?
That nigga was like, I told him that shit was gonna flop.
Bougetto, boo, you like, we can't even spell that right.
Ooh, hey, you know, but hey, but you know what it means, though. Bougetto, that means she bougie and ghetto.
But didn't the Migos come out with something like similar to
Bad and bougie.
that?
I mean, at least, you know what,
Yeah.
man, let me quit talking about Ali, dude, because Ali will find this podcast and
Right, because he ain't got nothing better to do. He probably working a regular 9 to 5, so.
Man.
Hold up, dog. Hold up. Oh, wait a minute, man. Let's do something because I got something to say.
I'm with
We dealt with Justice League.
you. Yeah, what we about to talk about now then, sure.
I'm still on the Ali thing, but I'm just so Nelly ain't got no original raps himself. Then how come when that came out, then nobody jump up all up in the arms saying, "Oh, we can't listen to your music no more. You ain't real, such and such, such and such. You beat Ludacris. You ain't for real, beat Ludacris and nothing like that." People still standing behind this motherfucker. I ain't got no problem with that. I'm just saying.
I mean, I don't know, man, because I mean, we remember like, because it was a bunch of people that we went to school with, because you know, Nelly popped while we were in high school. And we still remember like people running around our school talking about some, oh man, Nelly stole that song from me. You know, just like ignorant nigga shit that happened whenever one person get a come up and you jealous.
That was my son. Oh, he used to get beat up on the corner. How he rapping right now?
Yeah, man. And I'm just like, and then that's what kind of like, I was like, okay, we have a like revisionist history because, you know, when that Nelly and Ludacris battle happened, I think me and you were the only two people from St. Louis, at least that I heard, who before the battle was like, dude, Luda probably gonna wash Nelly or whatever. Like, Nelly got like hits, but he got like St. Louis hits or whatever. Like, he has national hits too, but. I was like, I wonder if people really understand because people was bringing up like the Spotify stuff. They was like, well, Nelly got more streams on Spotify than Ludacris. I'm like, yeah, but because Nelly has like a lot of crossover hits, we thinking about, like, if it's going to be predominantly urban people, black people who listening to this, they not going to be trying to hear that country shit, and damned if he ain't play it.
I might want to listen to that shit.
But I think the way Nelly was looking at it was, I'm going to play my song. And he did kind of explain it when he was on, like, that podcast. He was like, look, I'm playing my songs. I'm playing what I want to hear. I don't know how anybody can win or lose, which I guess he got a point with that. How
he can get paid for it.
Yeah, he said he ain't even get paid for it. And he was just like, you know, how can anybody win or lose when my songs are my songs and his songs are his songs? It's like with most things with music, though, you just go on ahead. It's all objective.
Well, you can lose because the fans saying which songs is better, even though your songs and his songs are his songs. They saying that in the order, Ludacris songs pop more, but like you said, subjective.
Yeah, I mean, it is subjective or whatever. I mean, I saw so many people who was out here like, man, of course Nelly go. And then even afterwards, like, it was like weeks afterwards, remember, people were still like, nah, man, how y'all saying that? How y'all saying the Ludacris won? I'm like, nigga, I thought we was moved on from this. Like, okay, that was a fun Saturday night. We moved on now. And y'all still mad.
It is what it is.
They couldn't take it, dog.
I mean, Ludacris 3 songs probably better than anything Nelly dropped. But yeah, we ain't saying some Nelly songs suck. We just saying Ludacris had the better songs.
Yeah, I mean, because I don't think people really realize how. Granted, now if you say who's the bigger artist, I would have to say Nelly's a bigger artist because, again, Nelly got that crossover appeal. Nelly was doing songs with like Tim McGraw and was it Shakira, and he was doing songs with like pop acts like in the twilight of his career or whatever. In the later part of his career, he dropped like. Three albums, and then I think it was after Sweatsuit, he went over and started doing the country stuff, because I guess he just saw, like, you know, his rap pattern and how you rap with, like, the melody and stuff, it would probably go better with the pop music, which, you know, you can't argue with that or whatever. I mean, I'm sure the man made buku money. He did a fucking song with NSYNC, dog.
Yup, he should have stayed. What was that? My girlfriend or something like that. Kill me. Be my girlfriend.
Hey, Nelly got off on that verse.
Were you? So I forget the lyrics of that song, but yeah.
That boy said he want a fiance cute as Beyonce.
I want a fiance.
Do what I say. A talent of an Alicia fought Miss Keys.
He should have did what Drake did when people were saying he going pop and just went with it. He probably would have still been making more music if he went pop.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think, to be honest with you.
I mean, I guess so or whatever, but oh man. But the one thing about it is though, Nelly actually, you know, it was revealed that he went on ahead and bought his masters back, or he not his masters, but his publishing. Cause them dudes, all the lunatics signed away they publishing, you know, back when they had that first song come out there, Give Me What You Got. Remember that?
So Nelly was the only smart dude out of that whole group.
Mm-hmm.
like, I ain't stupid. Merv, you can follow your big brother all you want to. I'm not doing this.
Hey man, he called it. He said, you Papa Leezy, and that's your son, Murphy Lee. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. He followed you,
Papa Leaks.
Hey, you know Murph did the little interview talking about, oh, this big bro, he like a father figure and all this other stuff. Like, he's why we wanted you to come out with a whole album because you was the dopest out of all of them. And now look,
yeah, I mean, and then on top of that, like, he did throw some shots at Keywan. He was like, look. When I signed my deal for a solo artist, because I wasn't even interested in being solo, I was like, cool, I'm going to sign this deal. I'm going to go ahead and sign for a solo artist, but y'all going to have to include a deal in there for the St. Lunatics as a group, and everybody in the St. Lunatics gets a solo album. And he was like, why Keywan didn't make no solo album? He was like, oh, because he basically made it sound like Keywan didn't make a solo album because Keywan didn't want to have to do the work that it took to make an album by himself.
And did he say the money was already on the table?
Yep, he was like the money was already there. He was like, you was gonna get paid no matter if your album dropped or not. Just go to the office, collect your check, and make an album.
They ain't want to do it.
Man, hey, man, look, man.
Just like saying that's the St. Louis folks, man.
Some people be lazy, dude. They want you to put the money in your hand, in their hand. But it's like, dog, go make an album. Now, I don't know, maybe Keywan was thinking, like, if I make this album, it might flop or whatever. Because, I mean, really, who was checking for a Keywan album?
Didn't nobody even know who he is outside of St. Louis.
Wait a minute now. Is that your U-City bias coming out?
I forgot he was from U-City. Look, didn't nobody know who he was outside of U-City. My bad. That's in St. Louis.
God damn. Hey, man, you and Keywan got some beef, man. Tell me.
They sent his ass back home on the boat.
Go ahead. Hey, man, you're not going to do Keywonderful like that, man. Keywonderful stays dope boy fresh.
Oh, Lord, yeah. He could keep it dope boy fresh. He want to get dude put the work in and get the money. All you got to do is write some songs. Have somebody write some songs for you.
Yeah, I mean, because I'm sure Ali would have gladly wrote songs. Could let Ali tell you he was writing songs for he was writing lyrics for everybody in the Lunatics.
Right. So why are you failing in life?
Hey, you know what he say? What he say? Hold up, man. Nelly, why your engine in the back? Why your engine in the back? And I'm driving this. Nelly was like, because I ain't never missed a show, not even if it was a St. Lunatic show. I always showed up and did what was best for the group, not just what was best for me.
You know what that sound like?
What?
A smart nigga, and they didn't know it.
But that's the thing. That's the thing, though, man. You can't. I saw an interview with Murphy Lee, and it might have been. I think it was on the Ugly podcast or some ugly something. But Murphy Lee was like, "Look, yeah, man, I made mistakes in my career." He was like, "I made a lot of mistakes in my career. That's why I tell young artists, like, when you go to a club to perform." Or just do a walkthrough or something, you need to be leaving there with like 5 phone numbers. And I ain't talking about phone numbers from bitches. I'm talking about like phone numbers from, you know, like the club owners, the DJs, you know what I'm saying? He was like, you need to make those connections. He was like, I'm telling y'all this because I didn't do it when I was young and, you know, in my heyday. I didn't know you were supposed to do stuff like that. I would just walk in and just perform and leave.
He probably was told that and didn't listen. He thought somebody was doing it for him.
And you know what? Nelly may have told him to do that. And he like, man, whatever. And you know what I'm saying? Because I think that was the downfall of the Lunatics. Like you said, man, it's just like people just being lazy. And Nelly probably was looking like, man, you can't be lazy. Like, we got to keep on making this money. Like, it's more to it than just, you know, going in the studio and recording. You got to do a whole bunch of back end work. Same thing with podcasting.
Because you ain't making no money just dropping them albums because you got to pay everybody producing that damn album. So, yeah, you got to do the shows, commercials, and whatever. Try to get on these tracks. Like, tell somebody, hey, look, you need me on that remix, and I need, like, 150K.
I mean, are people still, like with mixtapes, do mixtapes still exist, man?
I don't. They on that pit. I still ain't heard that Lil Wayne mixtape, the new one.
It's kind of hard to do a mixtape, though, I think it's kind of hard. Well, at least mixtape like we remember, because, you know, back in the day, mixtapes was basically, it was basically artist A just ripping apart other people's beats. And I don't know if, like, with copyright laws and stuff, if you can, I guess you definitely can release that shit on Spotify, I don't think.
You can't do enough if it's streaming, because everybody's streaming the music.
And I guess you probably could. I don't know. Maybe it's a way around it. I know you could do like a cover song, but I think if you like using that exact beat, I think you would have to go and the only way around it is you would have to basically like go get like a live band or to replay to redo the beat, and then you can kind of wiggle your way out of it that way.
Shit, I listened to Roddy Ricch's The Box live to Apple Music. It sounded kind of weird. I didn't realize he was rapping with auto-tune.
Oh, you did?
Nah, I didn't even. When I heard the Apple Music Live version of that, I was like, oh, this dude sound funny. Singing that song without auto-tune. I was like, see, T-Pain can actually do his songs without auto-tune. Mm-hmm. It just ain't got that kind of that pop that you used to, but it still sound the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. So, you know, Man, it's more just like with any business or whatever. I think people just so used to working like 9 to 5s, like regular 9 to 5s, where when they just come in, they do their hours and then they just leave and don't think about nothing like that. But you working at an actual company who handle, and there are other people who handle like all the other shit that you ain't even thinking about. You gotta think about it like this. If you are an artist, if you any kind of like in any kind of creative platform, I don't care if it's like podcast, YouTube channel or whatever, you have to realize like, dude, you are now not an employee. You're a business owner. I don't care if it is a small business, you're a business owner. So you gotta think about everything that goes through with this business.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, man. All right, so we want to hit sports.
Hold on, man. Hold on. I
Oh
just thought
shit.
about something.
Oh, this
Did you
never
watch
do.
that? Did you watch that Falcon and Winter Soldier?
I did. Oh yeah, I did. Yeah. Oh, so we just gonna cover all the entertainment right now?
Might as well. We
All
here.
right.
We here now.
We you mean you mean we her?
We heard. Yeah. I don't
We
know
her.
who talk like that is Sam Lewis, but.
Hey man. For real though, dog. I'm like, niggas be trying to sound like that.
Yeah, man. I was like, that's new to me. We stayed close enough to the city, not. I'm like, ain't nobody country like this out here.
I'm like, nah, man. Like, choppy. We her, dar. I want me a burr.
Let's just
Like,
chop it up and say that's Nelly in there. Maybe that's the U City stuff.
hey,
You
man.
know, they
You
ain't
know what,
intertwined with
man?
St. Louis.
Hey man, I was actually over at U City the other day, man, and I was like, damn, I'm so glad that we do not have like our faces on this show because, hey man, you would have got me fucked up in U City.
Man,
Dirt nigga go write dirt. Like, no, I'm not him.
think that you made long distance calls over there? Was your cell phone roaming?
Go ahead. Go ahead. No.
Cell phone was roving. He was like, "Dang man, what's up? Let me cross across the border." You know, I had to hit my co-worker from a city. She from U City. I had to make fun of all the time because I was like, "You know, you can't celebrate 3-1-4 day. You city cats ain't included in this."
You city got annexed from the rest of St. Louis.
Hell yeah.
So says you.
I thought for sure somebody was gonna jump me on that post. I was like, "Ooh." Well, I've been going all the smoke, so I don't care. I am the smoke gatherer.
Nigga say, "Ooh."
I want all the smoke from
you. Had to
everything.
dab your forehead after that. You was a little shaky.
Yeah, man. I'd be wanting it, man, because you know I'd have took a spoke from a lot of stuff from them for saying I ain't really like Black Panther and all that. I'm like, yep, you know I welcome it. I said it, you city motherfuckers.
Oh shit!
Anyway.
Shout out to Phillies though. Shout out to Phillies over there, U City, man. It's one of the best Philly cheesesteaks I've had in a grip, especially in St. Louis.
Really?
Yeah. Don't you go over there though.
I'm gonna hey, go over there and bring me one back. I can't
yeah,
pay the toll.
You pay the toll.
Hey,
Don't
this
cross
is
that bridge.
this the best forage sandwich I've ever had.
Hey, hi, man. I ain't fucking with you, Dolly. You can fucking with a soldier, man.
I gave it like a 7 out of 10, so.
I enjoyed it too.
Yeah.
I think it was just like again going through like man, they got into that action, man. That's like they opened it up with Sam basically jumping into action, and I forget what area, what foreign country they were in, but him like flying down and doing the aerial attack and everything. I enjoyed that. It's gonna be some people that's probably gonna write some racial think pieces about this show because they probably gonna be like, oh, I see when a black man got the Captain America shield, America want to take it away from him and then give it to another white
Yeah,
man.
stop it.
Hey man, come on,
Nope.
dog. You can't tell me
Yeah,
you saw that shit. That
I
it was
know, I know, but
and
they don't.
but then they got racial overtones in the show or whatever. Thank like you. People saying like it was, you know, and I couldn't believe they did it. But my man Mackie, yeah, he my man this time. My man Mackie was up in there talking about some. He was like, yeah, man, you know how white folks do. I said, oh shit.
Yeah. And then when he was trying to get a loan for the bank, they only like us when we celebrities.
Nigga, so, I thought it
comes time to get the.
Hey man, I gotta look up who the actress is who plays his sister. She good.
Yeah. Hey man.
She real good. Go ahead.
Hey, they said the other tone. Like I don't know if it's a family inside joke. They couldn't just call him Unc. They had to call him Uncle Sam. I said, I was dead.
Yeah, dog. That's definitely gonna come back to play if it's somebody. Because yeah, I don't, man. I noticed that too. Cause I was like, damn, that shit sounds funny.
Hey, Uncle Sam. I was like, oh, and then the sister laughed. I was like, yeah, that's an inside joke for their family.
Yeah, man. Then the fact that I noticed too, I kind of felt, even though didn't nobody say nothing, I kind of felt a way when he just with him going back to the old neighborhood and everything, and people like, hey, what's up, superstar, and all that stuff. Like, hey, I'm like, they need to have my man from Train Today with that do-rag on. After Denzel was like, what's up now? Then he walked past, he was like, man, I'm sick of this nigga.
Ooh, yeah.
They need to have my man come on there and do that shit and be like, what's up, Sam? Nice to meet you, baby. All right, cool. Man, don't about that nigga don't show no motherfucking love out here saving white people.
I'd have laughed. Like, dang, that dude hardcore. yeah, that racial undertone. I wonder how long they gonna play on that.
I don't know how. I was pleasantly surprised. I'll say that I was pleasantly surprised that Disney did it. Now, I don't know how hard, like you said, they gonna go with it, but I was surprised that they did it.
Maybe they doing like recognition or something like that. This show technically 2 years old, so it's kind of behind, right? Because it should have released, I thought, like last year or sometime like that. Like both them and WandaVision, like kept getting pushed back.
Yeah, I thought this was supposed to be out before WandaVision. I know the Loki show they hadn't finished yet.
Yeah, so that's why I was like, man, this show behind. Yeah, Winter Soldier was cool. They switched up his mask in the past. I'm like, how many times are they going to do this? Man, how come he don't never had the same mask when he committed these crimes in the past? I'd be noticing this stupid shit. But
I mean, but is it really stupid? Because we know if it was another company, it would have got called out like that when you pay no attention to their own movies. Just saying.
Hey, the Marvel did that a couple times, but I just was like, I just chopped it up as, oh, this is comic books. Mm-hmm. But you know. Yeah, Winter Soldier, they started to dive back into his backstory, but I don't know how long they plan on doing this. Hopefully they speed it up because they only got 6 episodes.
Oh, it's only 6?
Yeah, you can say it on the thing. It's 6 episode series, like an hour or something, like about 50 minutes long.
So I guess depending on how good it does, then they'll decide if they want to do a second season.
I think these are one shots. Leading into the movies. I think that's how you're going to do it from now on.
But if I'm being honest, and this is in no way me trying to shade any of the actors that be in these movies, these TV shows, what the fuck they got to do besides keep on reprising their Marvel characters?
Right. Make your money.
Right. What the fuck? I mean, I know Mackie has actually been getting like a lot of work post-Marvel stuff. Post getting that job as Falcon, but Elizabeth Olsen, what's she doing?
Nothing.
Paul Bettany, what he doing? Now, Paul Bettany is a great actor, but what he doing besides playing Vision?
Nothing. And old boy, he ain't been in nothing since, not that I know of, Winter Soldier.
Yeah, Sebastian, I was just about to say here, what he doing? Like, you can keep on doing it.
Right. You ain't been in nothing else.
Right. Keep on entertaining me. The fuck?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know what's up with the 6 episodes. I feel like Falcon should be longer than that. Mm-hmm. And then they completely destroyed my man U.S. Agent. I'm like, who the fuck is this motherfucker? This baby head dude and can't even fit in the mask.
This baby head dude.
What is going on? He don't even fit the suit.
I'm trying to see what they're going to do. I don't, do you think it's maybe because they haven't given him the super soldier? Well, that wouldn't even make no sense if they ain't giving him the super soldier serum. Because why would you even bring him out there?
The U.S. agent have it?
You know what?
Maybe old boy that stomped old dude in the face might take it. Might take the mask. I didn't even think about that because I know Will was like, I don't even know who that dude is. Maybe he going to be the real U.S. agent.
True, because they did have him come, but they didn't say what a U.S. agent's name was. They just introduced him, was like, hey, the new Captain America, but they didn't say what his civilian name was.
So they're going to be fighting him and Zemo then, huh?
Yeah, because the way it goes in the comic books or whatever, U.S. agent, you know, he fucking end up being crazy.
Right, so yeah, I think it might play out like that. I'm kind of interested to see how they go. I'm worried that it's 6 episodes though, because my brain like circling around like, how they gonna get to all this? It seemed like a lot.
Well, with it being like you said, the episodes are damn near an hour. As opposed to WandaVision, where them episodes was like sitcom length,
16 minutes.
Yeah. So, you know, so I mean, they could write around it, but who knows, man? It's Marvel.
What's crazy? You know, nobody in the group even talking about the show.
Falcon and Winter Soldier?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Are you serious?
Right. I know they still talk about Justice League.
I'm like, dude, but Falcon and Winter Soldier is actually, I'm off of just one episode, I'm more hyping and looking forward to it more, way more than I was WandaVision.
Yeah. My other gripe with Falcon and Winter Soldier is when them dudes was in them flight suits, how come they didn't get sucked up by the helicopter?
Hey, man, I was wondering that shit, too. I wondered that shit, too. I was like, hold up. Like, the force would pull them into it. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I forgot to bitch that to Will because I was like, man, these motherfuckers that get pulled up in the helicopter. Like, what happened?
Hey, man, you gotta do what I say, man. You gotta just go ahead and just suspend disbelief for a lot of these comic book stuff.
Right. It's like,
okay, whatever.
My adult side kicked in, like, oh snap. I should have been like my 10-year-old self, like, wow, my God.
Start running around the room.
Yeah, they go flight.
This the greatest shit ever, bro.
He was like, he jumped into the helicopter plane and just started beating the ass and shot the dude with no blood on the window.
Hey, yeah, man. I was like, damn, but also this, I guess Disney won't let them show certain stuff.
Right. They already cussing on there. He should have had his skull crushed in.
Who?
The kid or the other agent. The one that got beat up by the super soldier dude.
Oh, yeah, my man. Hey, that shit was funny as fuck because I guess he just gonna be a part of the show. He just gonna be like the wisecracking smart ass.
Why they always get? They don't need. We can do a show without that. I mean, you got Sam and Winter Soldier for that.
Somebody, man, I think it's just, that's just, but that's a formula that Disney has, though, B. It's just like, you know, with every project that they in, they got to have some smart ass in there. It got to be some smart ass, like, winking at the camera, like, not taking shit serious and all that.
Mm.
I know. Me too. I know. I said the same thing. Mm. I said the same thing, dog.
Like, because I feel like it's just overplayed, and by the time we get to Deadpool, it's like, damn, you should have been that wisecracking in other movies.
Man. Dude. Speaking of Deadpool, man, I'm still just, like, I ain't going to say nothing about Deadpool until I see that movie, Deadpool 3, until I see the movie, because I just can't see them letting him do, you know, letting Ryan Reynolds do what he do with that character.
They're going to have to. Ain't nobody, you going to watch Deadpool without Ryan Reynolds?
I mean, I'm not, but still, it's just the fact of still, like, how are they going to pull this off? Because you, man, come on now. We know without even watching it, we still got that shit edging our heads for, you know, Deadpool 1 and 2. It's just like, damn, man. Like, and then you think about, like, how the hell is that gonna fit in with the Disney formula?
How much you want to bet it's gonna end up on HBO Max? It's gonna be part of HBO, but Disney, they just don't want it, the rated R thing. Or are they gonna do what they did with the Peter Pan movies and they just can't have it, the kids won't be able to access it?
Yeah, I can see that.
I mean, if they doing it, yeah, so if you banning these movies that y'all knew was racist a long time ago and only adults can access it, you can do the same with Deadpool.
Well, why the fuck are you still letting adults even access that shit that you identify that's racist, that is racist and you shouldn't have put it out? Mm.
They don't know. Hey, it was too many people in power, I guess, at the time to where they was afraid. But now times is different. They can move how they want to move and get rid of what they can. Because can you imagine if Jim Crow was still in charge and they tried to get rid of this and how many people would complain and Jim Crow would come down on Disney like, y'all are done.
By Jim Crow, do you mean Donald Trump?
No, I was actually talking about Jim Crow, but yeah.
Yeah, I'm fucking with you. Man. So, I don't know, man. I'm excited though to see what they do with it or whatever. But I mean, I already felt like I was gonna like the Falcon and Winter Soldier, just, you know, because I always like Winter Soldier, the way they do him in the movies. And I really wasn't that big of a Falcon fan, but now I am.
Yeah. Because it's just kind of starting out like the comic books. I wonder if he's gonna end up with the Shield Winter Soldier.
Hey, if at the end of it, if they do that shit where they did, where he ends up becoming Captain America, that'll be high fire right there. But then they gonna have to have like an epilogue scene or something like they did like in Justice League or whatever, show him with a soldier getting his motherfucking cyberkinetic arm ripped off and shit.
Ooh.
But see, that's the thing. Like, we like to see that shit, but it's just like one of the things you always got to ask yourself with Disney. How hard are they going to go with this shit?
I want to know since he got that Wakanda arm, it's got to be vibranium tech. Mm-hmm. I want to know what his arm can do. Maybe we ain't seen. We got some hidden features in that bitch yet.
What can he do with that arm? He can like punch you really hard.
Sure he did. Well, I would be surprised if they got a fireball in them, some kind of energy blast.
Yeah, that'd be dope too if they had that. I would not mind that at all. yeah. All right. Anything else in entertainment you want to cover? Any TV shows?
Nah, I don't think I'm watching anything right now except that Falcon Disney shit. Mm-hmm. But I think ain't nothing out for real. Oh, I'm watching Tell Me Your Secrets on Amazon.
Now, how is that? Because I've heard a lot of people talk about it. I got it in my list.
I'm on the second episode. It's not something I need to keep like binge watch because I need to think about it. But it's actually the first two episodes I watch. It's good. Mm-hmm. I'm curious because I'm like, it's one of them twisted shows. Like, damn. Like, you took my daughter, but am I sure you did? Like, they not really showing you anything. They just putting, like, bits and pieces together. Like, the relationship her daughter had with that particular person. And then the events that spread out for where the parent is blaming them. So, I don't know. I guess I get the full story as I move along, but... Like I said, there's too much shit going on. I had to take a break from TV to get back into gaming.
Okay, yeah, I'm definitely gonna check it out. It's another show on, I believe it's Netflix. It's called Dr. Foster. That people recommended Tell Me Your Secrets along with Dr. Foster because they all kind of like the same. Kind of like shows or whatever where people just be on there just like telling lies and then the lies all seem to catch up with them at one fucking time and it's just like a fucking whirlwind at that point.
Yeah. I might check that out too. I ain't really been fucking with Netflix lately. I just jumped on there to watch that Blockbuster documentary.
Hey, you know what? You know what, man? That's another thing too, dude. That's almost like OJ. That's almost like OJ writing that book about, like, I ain't killing him, but this how I would have killed him. That's the equivalent of what Netflix is doing. Like, y'all the fucking ones who killed Blockbuster.
Right. You on Netflix. That's how you own somebody. Like, he's sending a message. Like, dang, look, I'm getting sick of all these streaming channels, man. They all cost you fucking much.
Hey, are you gonna get that Paramount Plus?
I already did. You know why I did it?
Star Trek.
Why I did it. No, man. Well, that too. But let me tell you, I was gonna do it anyway, but they enticed me. They like pulled my shirt and said, get this motherfucker. They was like, they knocked like 50% off, so it was $50 for the whole year. Discounted. So I was like, I can't pass that up. How can you pass it? You can't pass that up. It's $100 for a year commercial free.
This nigga said they pulled his shirt. Like, what the fuck?
Right. I was like, get it.
The fuck? They gave you a swirly, nigga?
Yeah, look, man, every time I scrolled through Facebook, I kept doing my name doing this shit. No, not another one. And they just kept popping up. And I was like, damn, what's all on there? I was like, God, dog. $50 for the year? I ain't got to pay to just get it out the way.
Do other streaming services be offering that too? I know some do, but like the big ones, do they offer where you could just pay it off for the year? Because I would love to do that.
Nah, man, if Peacock do it, I'd probably jump on there too.
You know, Peacock's supposed to be basically Peacock is absorbing the WWE network.
All of it.
All of it.
Ooh, I might subscribe. Because it's just more than that. I ain't want to do the actual WWE networks. Yeah, you know what? Because I saw the pay-per-view event being advertised.
Yeah, that's going to be on there tonight. Was it? Oh, shit, whatever the hell. Whatever pay-per-view they got just to get cash. Like, the pay-per-view that ain't WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah, Fastlane. I was watching a clip from, like, Survivor Series 98. I was like, damn, I was at that show, too. When they had that tournament, I was like, I need a WWE network back so I can watch this old shit. Because I was, me and Will was talking about Stone Cold Steve Austin, how Vince McMahon just straight up changed his name during the match when he was fighting Santana. He was like, oh, that dude's ruthless. That's Stone Cold. That's Stone Cold Steve Austin. And his name kept popping up as the Rainmaster on it. I'm like, see, I miss wrestling like this, man.
Hey, man, I think the internet ruined wrestling for all of us. Or maybe it would have been ruined eventually because we were just gonna be old and cynical. But when we was a kids, dog, during that Attitude Era, that was a highlight of my motherfucking Monday.
Man, right? I think the internet. You right, man? They did ruin it because we didn't know what was going on.
Mm-mm. No, like, we thought that shit was real.
They were like, oh, man, Drew McIntyre going to drop the belt to such and such, such and such. Oh, this all planned out. Oh, yeah, we good. Now they all on Twitter talking. I'm like, man, this is whack. Mm-hmm. I don't want to know who's going to win. Now I'm just fast forwarding through this shit. I'm like, oh. And then they squashing the Fiend. That was like their best character to resurrect the WWE. But no, they still pushing Randy Orton over that.
My son, well, he don't even watch it no more. Like, he'll like duck his head in it. And like, I'll come in his room and see him watching it. And I'm just like, man, this shit is fucking terrible now. Like, or, you know, but maybe it was terrible back then too. I haven't really went back and watched any other old stuff. Probably I probably should, especially since I got a Peacock subscription now.
Nah, that shit wasn't terrible. It was like they had the storyline, the gruesomeness, the wrestling moves.
Because the shit was so unpredictable back then, I guess. But I guess because we didn't have the internet for people to spoil it. Niggas, you over there fucking?
Is that what it sounded like?
Nigga, that sound like a motherfucking headboard hitting that motherfucking wall.
That's probably the dog tail wagging on the door.
I
I didn't even tone it out, man. I could hear it because I got the headphones on. I was like, I guess it's traveling through the mic. Her tail hit the door because it locked her in the room because they was being too aggressive, I guess.
All right, man. I just had to make sure. I'm like, what the fuck? Do I need to end this? I guess I go talk about a couple of shows. Mayan season 3 premiered on FX. They had one of them double episodes. Two episode premiere. Man, I'm excited, dog. I'm excited. Mayans is basically about a Mayans motorcycle club in Sandro Padre, California. And it's a spinoff from the Sons of Anarchy show, which, B, did you ever watch Sons of Anarchy?
Not yet, man.
Hey, man, it's some good killing on this show, because I know you like violence.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you going to love Sons of Anarchy, because
motherfuckers get cut up.
Yep, they cut up a few people. Motherfuckers be on there getting, like, shot in the head. They be getting their motherfucking eyes, like, dug out of their head, fingers cut off. It's gruesome, dog. You would love that shit.
Dang, when you said Mayans, I thought they were talking. You were talking about like the actual Mayans.
Nah,
I'm like, what kind of this supernatural show?
Nah. This is about a motorcycle club, but they be doing some gruesome shit up on there too. They got a lot of actors on those shows. Shit, Sons of Anarchy and Mayans or whatever. They got a lot of actors on them shows where you've seen them in a lot of different other things. You probably can't recall their name, but you could definitely recall like, oh, that's they played so and so. It's a whole bunch of that on there too. What else did I watch? Snowfall.
I need to catch up on that, man. I just be looking at it like, hey, man, I ain't got no time.
And you gonna have to. What you gonna have to do is you
gonna have just, to.
You gotta just sit down one weekend and be like, I'm taking a 24-hour binge.
Cause once I get to the gym and I come back home, I just be hurt, sore, and I'm like, man, I don't wanna watch it. I might have to go back to the building and watch.
Motherfucker got to go back to work to watch TV.
Man, speaking of that, you gonna do the vaccine there?
What?
Oh, I guess it's just my building doing a vaccine testing site.
Yeah, I see that email. I mean, I am gonna go get vaccinated. I tried to get vaccinated a couple weeks ago, but yeah, when I signed up, they was like, oh, sorry, all full now. I'm like, what the fuck, like.
I just don't want that Johnson & Johnson one. Give me the one that take, like, I got to take the one shot and then 20 days later get the second shot. I need that.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that Johnson & Johnson are fucking people up.
Dude, and then something, I had to get clarification because I talked to somebody I know who's in healthcare, and they were like, yeah, you can still catch coronavirus even if you vaccinated. And I was like, It just make it where you shouldn't be dying from it or need to be hospitalized, I guess. That's what the vaccine's supposed to do.
Then I ain't taking that motherfucking vaccine then.
Yeah, like you can still get it and you can still spread it. And I'm just like, okay, so them numbers creeping back up too.
But how do you know you can still get it when you take the vaccine? Did they test somebody?
Man, I guess so. You can still get it and you can still pass that shit. That's what I'm hearing. And I'm like,
so that don't make sense. So you getting injected with the virus, right?
Yeah.
And so they gonna test you after you've been injected. And you gonna test positive and they saying you can still spread it.
Yeah. That's why they say even if you vaccinated, still put a mask on.
So
what's the point?
Cause you testing positive because they just put the virus inside. Man, see,
but I guess
gray area bullshit.
I don't know if it's just like with the what's his face, like with the flu vaccine, like with the flu shot. Cause you know, I know people who have taken the flu shot and they still, you know, ended up catching the flu and getting sick. And I'm like, damn, wasn't it supposed to prevent that? But I don't know, man.
I always get the flu shot because I had the flu before. I don't want that shit again.
See, but when the last time I haven't taken a flu shot. I remember the last time I took a flu shot. I know everybody's body is different. I remember the last time I took a flu shot. Man, I got sick as shit. Which, granted, I know they pumping some of the virus in you, but I was like, nigga, did y'all give me an extra dose of the virus?
Yeah, it turned out that I was allergic to it.
Oh, word?
That's why I ended up in the doing these allergy shots now. I was like, I can't have that. Yeah, that shit made me sick. I wasn't getting over it either. I was like going on 2 or 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. It got to the point where it felt like ants were just crawling around in my mouth. That's how bad it was itching. Like it went from my mouth. Like I was like, oh, I don't like this.
You was doing that new edition. Is this the end?
Yeah. Is this the end? Anyways. I saw the allergy doctor, got them tests, and she gave me the medicine. I was like, that should clear it right up. I'm like, that's what it was? I'm up here taking Sudafed, and I was like, ain't shit working. Well, that's why I found out it's been my allergies the whole time. This is whack.
Damn, bro. For real, everybody needs to get ready for it to be another year in COVID because them numbers is creeping back up.
Because everybody going out, man.
Man, and then you what is it like now? Like 10 states that just said, nope, we don't need a mask here no more.
Texas, Florida, Louisiana.
Dude, the mayor of was it Palm Springs or Miami Beach or something like that? They basically have been like, nope, spring break is shut down here. We closing down the town at 8 o'clock and we closing off the highways, the exits and stuff to get here. I think they said like at 7, they was like, unless you live here or you like lodging here, you have no business being in this city. I'm like, yeah, man. Because, I mean, dude, how did you not think the numbers was? Because we ain't got no fucking cure. We got this vaccine, granted. But from what y'all, and when I say y'all, I mean stupid people, what y'all been saying on the internet is that y'all not getting the vaccine. So I'm trying to figure out who the hell lied because y'all talking about y'all ain't getting the vaccine because y'all don't believe that COVID exists and stuff like that or whatever. But I seen the news reporting talking about like, oh yeah, and the Biden administration too. They like, oh yeah, we've given out 100 million COVID vaccine shots. I'm like, well, who the fuck taking them in? Because it seemed like everybody on Facebook telling me that they ain't getting that shit.
Right. Yeah, hey, y'all tell you. I was like, we running out of a lot of vaccinations for people that ain't taking it.
Boy. I'm like, man, look, if y'all don't want to take it, that's fine. I'm going to go ahead and just take it or whatever because, man, I can't be taking no chances, man. My motherfucking life too damn valuable. Because, right. I mean, I know I could just say, well, I ain't got the shit yet, so I just need to keep on doing what I'm going to do. But at some point, you got to take a precaution.
We tired of staying in the house. We trying to get some vacation going and shit, man. It's just rough, like.
Bruh,
trying to put the money back in the economy and stuff.
Bruh, I did not understand how much I appreciated basic human interaction until all this shit happened. I was like, man, I'm a motherfucking introvert. Like, I don't need people. Nigga, I did enjoy hanging around a couple motherfuckers.
Right. I'm like, damn, we can't go outside. Like, for real. We kind of out here, but not out here. There ain't nobody else out here.
And that first, damn. Like, what you think it's gonna be? Because I'm gonna go ahead and just say it now, which I've been saying it even last year. I was saying it. I mean, 2021, a motherfucking rap. I think that they basically. I think I think what's happening is we basically end for like another year of 2020. And you remember last time this year, this time last year rather, they were everybody was sitting up laughing at the shit and everything, and then we had that fucking shutdown, and you know what I'm saying? It was just a bunch of shit going on. So it's just like, yep, this shit revving up again just in time.
It's a damn shame, man. I don't know what we're gonna do. We can't afford another shutdown, though. So,
I mean, okay, because yesterday I was out in South County, off of Watson Road.
and it was hella fun.
Man, dog, I hate driving out that way, dog. I be getting so motherfucking nervous if I gotta get on 44, because I be always thinking like, nigga, I'm gonna die on this highway.
Man, them people can't drive.
Damn motherfucker. Hey, dog, I took let me tell you how fucked up I was, because I only like getting on 270, bro. So I went from my house, you know where I live. I went from my house, got on that motherfucking Earth City Expressway, took that shit all the way down to 44. I drove the damn expressway all the way down to 44. I'm like, this is probably the safest option. I'm like, fuck, I gotta get on 44 because I couldn't, my GPS was tripping. I couldn't figure out how to take the street, because I would have just took the fucking street. After I got off 141. But man, I got on 44, dog. I went ahead, got right up on that motherfucker. I was on there for maybe like a mile, maybe 2 miles to get on Watson. Dog, I stayed right there in that right hand lane. And I never do that shit. I stayed on the right hand. I was like, nope. I was like, nope. Cause I don't need nothing to keep me on this highway longer than what I need to be.
Right. Fuck up out of here. I hate
Man.
driving down there.
But what was surprising to me when I got there, when I got up over there, and then I saw, because I was going to like a kid's birthday party, but I was seeing all these signs in the strip mall of like, hey, no mask, no entry. Like, hey, one place it was like one of them Total Wine type of places. It was a place called Friar Tuck. But it's like one of the places you buy liquor from. They had a sign on their door that said they say if you tired of shutdowns, put a damn mask on. I was like, yeah, I like to hear that.
Right.
Like, yeah, tell these motherfuckers, like, dude, if you tired of that shit, then you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't control this. Yeah, man, but hopefully we get up out of this shit. I'm hoping and praying, bro. That's all I can do.
Right.
All right, you got anything else for entertainment?
No, that was a long entertainment section.
Very
I guess.
Smoke session.
Using the wrong terminology. Gotta be like TI.
Indubitably.
He indubitably, however you said that word, out of it. He kicked his ass out them Ant-Man movies.
Hey man, and he been real quiet, because I remember when this first happened. Man, when all this shit first happened, and he was coming out like, he's coming like, me and my wife ain't traffic nothing illegally, well, at least not no women. I'm like, this nigga, I'm like, boy, this nigga ain't taking it serious. And that nigga just shut the fuck up. Like, they took, like, they did they just flat out cancel that VH1 show he had, or did they just they still talk about it's like production is suspended indefinitely?
I think it was just suspended during COVID or for COVID.
No. Well, they might have done that, but I think they were supposed to come back, and then all this shit popped off this year, and they was like, nope. They was like, we suspended that shit indefinitely. Tip was like, hello, this is Tip. Hello, Mr. Harris, sir. This is Joel Weisenheimer from Viacom, and we just want to tell you that we're probably gonna be stopping production due to the allegations. Wait a minute now. Now you calling me and telling me that my show ain't gonna be on because somebody said that me and my wife did something. Baby, did you hear this? Hello, this tiny. Hey, you stupid as shit for letting me keep going too.
Hey, I was gonna let you ride on that one. I was like, oh, this shit good.
I'm telling you, Dom, put it on that Patreon.
Yeah, I've been looking into that. I'm gonna sign up and figure out if we can split. Y'all gotta get these. Y'all gonna get these impressions,
man.
So he got caught up. Fucking Bill Cosby caught up. R. Kelly, and now this motherfucking Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, dog, because you told me about this in pre-production. I was like, I ain't heard nothing about this shit, but nigga, I've been reading about it since we've been on this podcast. And yeah, the one of the lawyers from one of the victims was like, yep, I will be submitting affidavits and evidence from, well, shit, I guess he represented all of the women. He's like, from women alleging sexual assault by Deshaun Watson to the Houston police and the district attorney on Monday. He also said that he's going to request a grand jury to consider the evidence. So I know Deshaun Watson has been trying to get out of Houston. He want to get traded from the Texans franchise because he just see that they ain't going nowhere. But brother, like, this shit going to make it real. Like, nigga, you have made yourself, even though he one of the best quarterbacks in the league, dude, ain't nobody playing with these rape allegations no more. Like, you have made yourself, like, fucking, what's that damn shit you ain't supposed to touch? Barehanded, fucking liquid nitrogen or, like, plutonium, yeah, or some shit.
Something like that. All of it. All them chemicals.
Yeah, so he done made himself where, I mean.
It sucks, man, because I ain't in this dude. I don't know what happened. Maybe he did. You gotta be careful around these women.
I was gonna say, please don't do what you did with Bill Cosby. Like, yeah, Bill did that shit, but so what?
Amen.
Oh shit, I'm going on mute.
Don't leave me by my lonely.
Oh no.
But Bill, like, man, let's leave. I'm gonna leave Bill alone. We know Deshaun Watson. It's like, I don't even know what to say. I don't even know how to address this without offending these poor women out here, man. But I just be feeling like sometimes me and me get set up. It's just easy. It's too easy for them to be set up. It's just too easy. Like, you gotta be careful. But like, every moment, situation that you in, like, damn, you can't even put your hand on no shoulder because they might be like, yeah, he break me.
I mean, but also what you're saying, that it's too easy. Is it also, you know, can we look at some of the men too and be like, hey man, y'all making it easy to be set up or whatever? Like, you know, like, dude.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they, like, what old girl say on that? What's her name? Amber Rose. Did we talk about this one time where she said, like, you can have the condom on and you ready to stick it in, but if I say no, you still going? That's considered rape. Like, to me, that's considered a setup. Like, why would you even take it that far? We shouldn't even made it got it to this point.
I mean, true, but at the same time, I guess to play like devil's advocate or whatever, I don't know, man, because I like look at it from the standpoint of, you know, and I guess, you know, it was just something that I heard growing up or whatever. Like, you know, saying, like, I don't care if you in the middle of fucking. If she say, stop, I don't want to do this no more, you better pull your dick up out of her, and not to be vulgar, but you better pull your dick up out of her and put your damn clothes back on and leave.
Ain't it too late, though?
I mean, if
it's in there, it's just too late. And she said, no, you did already, she can prove you already penetrated. She said, no.
I mean, and I can't, I heard what you're saying.
And that's the scary part.
It is. I heard what you're saying, and I agree, but I feel like that, you know what, at the end of the day, that's her body, and if she don't want you inside of her no more, stop.
That's what, you know, I'm saying. Like, you can stop all you want and get up out of there, but you was already in there. So no matter how she spin it, she just said no while you was up in there. Mm-hmm. Now she going to say she was raped, and she can
prove. Well, and that's the thing I was also gonna say. Hopefully she doesn't say that, like, he raped me or whatever, and, you know, making a court case or whatever and stuff like that, because it's just like, look, you told me to stop, even though we was mid fucking. Who knows? Something could have happened. some maybe she had like something happen, you know, maybe some kind of traumatic thing like flash in her head or something where she just not feeling it anymore. Hell, maybe the dick just wasn't good to her no more and she was like, stop. But I feel like if that's one thing you can't control. Now you can't control what she gonna say after that. Granted, now you would hope that you would hope that, because this is like Slim, everything started with us being consensual.
He can't even prove that in court.
Man, it's almost like
it's their, it's your word against theirs, and I hate to say it, they always gonna be right. They, you gonna get in trouble no matter what.
It's almost like you need to do kind of like go above and beyond what Chappelle did on the episode where he had them sign like a contract and everything or whatever and all that. You need to do more than that. It's like you need to have them sign a contract. You need to film them. You need to film them signing a contract along with filming the entire sexual act to protect yourself.
Which is going to be crazy.
Which is going to be crazy. I mean, which granted, you have to let the woman know that you filming her and everything like that or whatever, because, you know, that's some creeper shit if you just like filming a motherfucker and not telling them. But it's like, it's almost like you got to do that, man. Like, so with a motherfucker try to say, if they are lying, you know, some people do lie about this shit. Some women do lie about this shit. Like, we got to go on ahead and be real about that. Some women do lie. I ain't saying all of them lie, because they don't all lie, but it's some of y'all women out here who y'all know damn well that the dude ain't do that shit. And y'all just, you know, for whatever reason, y'all mad or trying to get yourself out of some trouble, maybe at home or whatever. And you just like, yeah, he did it. Yeah, yeah, he raped me. And it's just like, I ain't do, like, you came up over here. Like, I told your ass, like, hey, come back here at this time so we can fuck. And you came in and we fucked. And now you telling me that I forced you. And it's just kind of like that old adage that they say or whatever, like, yes means, like, no means no. And sometimes even a yes means no. I know that shit confusing. I've had to tell my son that shit, especially with him being a teenager. Now I'm like, look, dude, you got to learn how to read them signs. If somebody's acting uncomfortable around you, if a woman's acting uncomfortable around you while you trying to get, you know, sexual with her, just go ahead and leave. Don't be doing that begging shit. Like, come on, just let me go and put the head in, or just let me taste you, or whatever. No, get your ass up and leave.
Right, go on, take that cold shower.
Man, shit, you better bring your ass home and go ahead and fire up that X videos or Pornhub or some whatever, and go ahead and do what you do.
Like, just do that at your mama's house before you come over. I mean.
Hey man, I ain't gonna air them out on her, man. Nah, let me quit. I was about to go into story time. Nah.
Hey, he's about to tell my bands out.
Oh man, but yeah, for real about this Deshaun Watson stuff, man, I just hope that like the truth gets put out there or whatever. Like, if I'm gonna be honest, I don't care one way or another, so I ain't about to be grandstanding on this shit.
Right. Like, tell the men, like, watch yourselves, man. I know it feels good, but it ain't worth your freedom.
No, nah, never that, man. It ain't. You know what, man? It
means, watch your situation.
Man, and I'm gonna go ahead and be real blunt or whatever. Sometimes keeping your ass at home and just beating your motherfucking dick is probably the best option. So you won't be, you know how they say, don't go to the grocery store, hungry. Don't go out on a night about the town or whatever you gonna do. Some motherfuckers need to not go in public, or especially they're gonna be around women. If they, you know, still gonna be like raging hormones, like, nigga, you better go ahead and beat off before you leave home, so you won't be out here acting stupid, acting hard up for some shit.
You probably gonna do it anyway.
Some. Okay, now that's that. Now B. Keep it with sports, man. What you think about this LeBron injury, dog?
Oh shit! Well, I missed it. I ain't been paying no attention to that. What happened?
I think it was like yesterday or Friday. Yeah, man, he hurt his ankle. He's still out. Motherfuckers like, that shit might be a motherfucking ACL. They talk about that dude is out indefinitely. Well, he got a, well, I'm sorry. He they call it a high ankle sprain, but the
Those
way
but
he went down, it was, yeah, he ain't come back to that game. They just know that he out. And
37.
they don't know when he coming back.
Damn, it better not be no. That's his knee, his ACL.
Yeah, no, nah,
Ugh.
it's just this high ankle sprain. I misspoke. It wasn't an ACL, it was just a high ankle sprain. But apparently it's severe enough to keep him out.
Yeah, man, that sucks for the Lakers in the playoffs. Damn.
Now,
And injured.
I'm gonna say this right now. I would prefer that he does not come back. I'm gonna prefer that he don't come back at least this season and just go on ahead and just let the NBA season play out however it's gonna play out. Because I don't want to hear if, you know, if he does come back and then they be in the playoffs and then something happens, something janky happened. Or they just end up getting knocked out, and people are like, man, LeBron was injured this season don't count. And I'm like, look, dude, he shouldn't have came back. I would rather him just go and just take his whole season off, take the rest of the season off, get back, recover, and come back for season, what is it gonna be, like season 20 or something?
Damn, man, they did that with KD when he got hurt. I feel you.
Yeah, so it's just like, man, I don't want no, I don't like my sports with excuses. It's just like, dude, everybody hurt. Everybody tired at this point when you get into the playoffs or whatever. But if I want LeBron to be at his peak, you know, and then just go ahead and just go out there. Now, granted, this does, like you said, it sucks for the Lakers because AD is still out.
Well, let's chop it up for next season. I don't think LeBron gonna be out that long, but
Man, I
he's
mean,
gonna come back with a he gonna come back with one of them braces on.
this nigga, I mean, he damn near 40 or whatever, man. And you know, your body don't bounce back from shit or whatever. And then plus ankles, you know, you talking about like ankle. Hell, we seen what ankle problems have done to Steph Curry. Like, granted, Steph Curry is still a great player or whatever, but you be worried every time you see that motherfucker out there with them rickety ankles.
Right, he sure ain't crossing nobody over no more because he might cross that ankle over.
You would love that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, he had no problem with Steph Curry.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I'm just playing. Fuck that three shooting motherfucker. For a while there, I thought he had something in the goal. Like I felt like he put a magnet or something in there.
They was cheating for
him. He was in there bussing. Like Erica Banks.
And did you go see her when she was here for 314 a day at that performance?
No, she was here.
Yeah.
Hey, did you?
Nah, I didn't. I heard about it. Nigga, come on now, nigga. I'm definitely scared, man. It's a damn supposed to be damn producer and artist summit that's supposed to be happening next week, and I got invited to, and I'm like, I don't know if I want to go because I don't want to be around people like that.
Yeah, you ain't trying to get shot. Just go ahead and say it.
Nah, it ain't anybody getting shot or whatever because it's gonna be at a safe place. But I'm just talking about being around people, like in terms of COVID. And I've been asking people like, hey, is this gonna like it's gonna be an RSVP event, so they capping the amount of people. And they did say in the invite, like, hey, you know, you gotta wear your mask the entire time. It's gonna be kind of like a silent party kind of thing where you give like whoever the DJ is like some of your work, and then they'll play like your stuff for like all the people that's in attendance. And you know, it's kind of like a networking event, but I don't know. I'm just worried. I'm like, how the fuck you gonna network with the mask on? You know, and somebody up in there probably gonna take their mask off, and then I'm gonna be looking at them crazy, like, nigga, what the fuck is you doing? And then that's probably just gonna ruin the whole evening for me. And I'm like, I'm leaving, but we'll see.
Shit, let me know how it turned out.
Yeah, we'll see. Anything else in sports? Hey, you were watching the NCAA tournament?
I mean, you know, I watch like the highlights when I go to the gym, but I ain't really been watching, keeping up with it.
Okay. Understand.
It's hard to watch college basketball with no crowd.
Man, I know there ain't no crowd there, but man, all
It's
these
a
schools is sitting in like, it's in like all these schools sitting in like buku people that are like, other than like, I'm like, how many motherfuckers y'all got on the damn staff?
right. And I just hate listening to the I don't know. I don't like the court sound effects there. I like the court sound effects to be drowned out, but that's all you hear now. So it sounds like I'm playing Michael Jordan versus Larry Bird with no music.
Oh, man.
Shoes squeaking on the court, hearing the dunks. I'm hearing the players. You don't never hear the players.
Oh, man. Oh, shit. Oh. Stupid, man. I don't know if there's anything else in sports that we need to cover. So we already hit music. Well, yeah, oh yeah, you listen to anything music wise? We ain't hit that yet. Anything new?
Ain't nothing new out. I mean, the Drake Scary Hours 2 came out a couple weekends ago.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing for real. Like, I ain't hear absolutely nothing. I think Young and May got a song out. I can't remember the name of it.
Did you ever watch that porn that Young and May had directed?
What?
Yeah, you know she directed a porn movie. It was an all lesbian porn.
It was probably a bunch of studs in that motherfucker too, wasn't it?
Oh no! Oh shit!
Uh-huh. Number of studs that look like her.
You mad?
Man, nobody want to see her. That's just like watching another dude.
Hey, you know what, man? I'm gonna go ahead just I you know what? so me being the porn connoisseur on the show, I think you should watch it. If you can find it somewhere, just go to one of the sites or whatever, or maybe I'll find it for you. Hey man, I think you would enjoy it. I'm just gonna say that it was the type of women in there that that I think you enjoy.
We'll see.
All right, man. Oh, so this is a perfect time for me to hit the throwback of the week. Let me make sure I'm getting my time because I'm trying to get better at doing these timestamps for the episodes so y'all can jump around or whatever. So my throwback of the week is, well, you know what? It's multi. It's multi-layered. I don't even know if I can even play this shit. I think I'm gonna play a little bit of it. Let me see. Hopefully it'll come through.
We don't own the rights to this music.
Yeah, thank you for that. Please. Oh shit, please say that. hold on, nigga. We stalling for a minute. Shit. I mean
Sparking.
Hey!
Uh-oh.
Hey! I'm only gonna play so much because I don't want Young Bino and his people to come get me, but looking for some royalty money. But that's one of my throwbacks of the week, man. I've just been on like a whole St. Louis kick, man, because, you know, gotta show pride and everything, whatever, man. But that one, that Young Bino money snap, also the bangers. Ain't no bitch in me.
Ain't no bitch in me, yeah.
And then last but not least, my man DJ Cool, my man DJ Cool Chaos or whatever the hell that nigga was. The whole nine, everybody in the club.
Everybody in the club, You gonna do this song? Me do the dance.
Nah, I'm gonna go ahead and let that be. but you know what I'm saying? Just like some St. Louis music that isn't like the St. Lunatics. Not that there's anything wrong with the St. Lunatics. They did have songs that were enjoyable, but it's just like there's so much other music that's happening around this city.
A lot of it.
You know, that's happened around the city like for years.
Just listen to 30D Grimy.
Yeah, man, you know what, man? I'm still getting into his music, man. But I like what I heard from him. I was about to say that kid, but you know, he ain't no kid.
Him and C Murder, the dudes be clowning on their song.
Who was do you listen to Fresco Kane? I think that's his name.
Ain't that didn't he change his name? What was he before?
I thought he was always been Fresco Cain.
Nah, because that motherfucker was what the hell was his name before? It's gonna pop when I tell you. You're gonna be like, oh, that was the same. It's the same person.
Let me see if I can Google it. Maybe they got up on her.
Cause he's from East St. Louis, ain't he?
I don't know.
Yeah, he's from East St. Louis, and I thought his name was like Jenna or something like that.
Oh yeah. Wait a minute. I think you're right.
Yeah, cause I'm telling you, he changed his name. I think he was Jenna.
Cause wasn't he? I think he was Jenna when he did Dope Boy Fresh, right? Cause that's his song, ain't it?
You can't say the song no more, I guess.
Hold up, let me look at this shit.
Yeah, his name was Jenna, Gena.
So he did do Dope Boy Fresh.
Yeah.
hey, another Keywire reference.
Now I'm at to figure out. I don't know why he changed his name. I was like, who the fuck is Fresh Cocaine?
No, yes, it's Fresh Cocaine, man. You think he's slick?
Hey, man, shout out to him, man. Shout out to Jaquan. Didn't you live down the street from Jaquan?
I don't got into it with that dude at White Castle.
Oh my god. Go into the story because I know you want to.
Tell the story, man. Cause I was wearing like my fight, like I had this full contact fighter gear stuff on. And it was just like, I forget what time of day it was. I didn't even feel like talking to nobody. His boy and them was talking, asking questions and whatnot. I'm like, and I wasn't paying attention. And I'm just saying, man, I barely remember. But yeah. And I was like, I'm going to have to knock this dude out. I was about, hey, I had my distance, man, like Shawn Michaels.
She was about to sweep shit.
Yeah, man. I was like, I got that distance.
Oh, wait a minute. Time out. No. Time out. We got to. Hey. Hey, man. Hold up. I don't think I ever heard this story.
The hell was like, this motherfucker, his friends was talking just the most. And I'm like,
keep going.
That motherfucker, man. Will get to, I told Will about it. I can barely remember, man. That shit, I put this shit behind me. Like, I had my violent times. Like, I remember I slapped this kid in the mall. It's just.
Hey, man. Oh.
I had my days. Like, I don't know what was. Like, I don't know, man. I don't know what was going through my mind at that time. Cause I was like, I don't even know why I just didn't do it. Cause I'm like, man, either one or two things. I can get shot up in here or I can get sued. I ain't got no money.
This nigga was about to. Now, what was this at the time where he had like where Hood Hop was out?
Yeah.
So he was known around the city then.
Yeah, he was driving. He used to drive that Magnum, Silver Magnum with the tinted windows. He stayed. Like at the end of the block, like the beginning of the neighborhood to the left over there by that White Castle.
Hey, man.
And they kicked him out. He got ran out the neighborhood.
Hey, man. Go ahead, dog. Go ahead, man. Hey. Shit. This motherfucker's all the sweet shit music.
He's about to catch one, man, because
they come on asking like was they fucking with you, like was they trying to make fun of you, or was they just asking just general questions?
I thought they was making fun of me, and it is what it is. Like, I can't remember what the whole dialogue that night, the baby flip and was ready to bang with them cats, but
hey, man. I had to make a timestamp for that dog. That time B almost fought Jaquan. Motherfuckers gonna be interested in that.
Man.
Hey, dog. I mean, but shout out Jaquan. Shout out, what's my man, Loudy. Shout out Loudy.
You know, he went to high school with us.
You said what?
He went to school with us.
Yeah, I know.
He gotta act like he don't remember nobody, but I don't know if you shout him out.
I mean, I'm gonna go and shout. Look, I don't know. I ain't know about the fact that he act like he ain't never. He don't know nobody. I ain't know that because I haven't encountered him around the city since what was that 2014 when he kind of blew up.
Yeah, I mean, we went to elementary school together. Shit, man. He was amping it up when I got into a fight with that kid Nathan on the playground.
Hey man, you know what, man? They need to do a sequel to History of Violence that just had you starring in that role, be the story of your life.
Why is it gonna be the History of Violence? But nah, I ain't gonna say his real name on here, but yeah. I think he was dating the Bam for a while.
Dating who?
Bambi.
Nigga, did you call her the Bam?
Yeah, I said the Bam.
Oh, that means duh. Okay, the Bam.
That's what Scrappy called it, the Bam.
Oh, he called. I thought it was just his mama who called her that. Hey, Scrappy, stupid as fuck.
They the same people. For real, we gonna keep it. Well, just Scrappy and this Bobby, they talk the same. I don't know what the fuck they be saying.
Hey, man,
they words be jumbling together.
Y'all come to Uptown to go on ahead and get these motherfucking this real. They the same person. Oh man,
is Lottie still doing music?
Lottie, I think he put out two mixtapes last year. I think one was called Brick Obama. And then another one he had called, like, what was that? Let me look it up, because I don't want to do Lottie like that because I know you said you don't like him, but
I ain't saying I ain't like him. I just say you run across these people, they act like they don't remember. Like, really? Okay, it is what it is. I mean, I don't want no autograph or nothing like that. I'm just you be passing by, just say what's up to somebody. Anybody? I don't remember. Like, you do, but okay. Yeah, I'll see what you want.
I get you. I was just fucking with you. I get you. What's the name of this damn album? Is this album? Is it up? This might just be the single, but it's called Stripper Bop featuring. This was put out. Oh, I'm sorry. That was put out in 2014 too, with Jim Jones and Kevin Gates. It was a Stripper Bop remix.
Gotcha. Didn't he do? What's that old dude? Oh boy, he was on 106 and Park for a minute. He from St. Louis, the Prince. He did that. But didn't he produce that one too?
Are you talking about Shorty the Prince?
Yeah, Shorty the Prince.
Let me look it up.
With the wop. Hey, that song was dope. Hey. Don't care about this. You play that on everybody. That might be harder than, not harder, but that's up there with Tear the Club up.
Let me look that up. Shorty the Prince, Ratchet. Okay. I don't know. Oh no. Nah. Lottie on the track. Yeah, he produced
it. Yeah, I was like, see that song. That's a club banger for St. Louis. I don't ever blast that though.
So wait a minute though. They talking about They talking about Lottie on the track or whatever. So is Lottie on the track and Lottie just two different people? Or is that like his producer name, Lottie on the track, and then his artist name is just Lottie?
That's him. That's all the same. I thought those all the same person.
Hey, I mean I would guess, but man, I don't know what these people, man. I'm whack though. So right now I'm just going by my damn government name. I guess I need to come up with a motherfucking alias or something for niggas start to niggas think I got some money and try and run up on me. I ain't got no money, by the way. shout out to everybody, man, in St. Louis, man. Shout out to Sunny Rain. That's a dope female artist from out of St. Louis or whatever. Of course, I'm biased because that's my family, but she makes some really good music. She actually released like her debut album recently on all platforms. Shout out to my girl Juicy. She actually blowing up nationally or whatever with, you know what I'm saying, her song like That Juice. And then she got another song she put out called Weekend Girl. And then I think she's gonna be releasing like another song real soon called GFY, which stands for Girl Fuck You.
That's probably got a dope beat to
it. I was gonna say, dog, I've heard it. It ain't been released yet, but I did hear this. She sent me like the track and everything for me to listen to. Yeah, dog, you would like that song. You gonna like that song when it come out. It's talking that shit like you like it.
Yeah, I like them girl power songs like that. I ain't going front. When they get rough.
I was gonna say girl power songs or girls talk about they gonna fuck another girl up.
That's girl power shit. They like that Megan Thee Stallion song. She got that whack ass bitch, and Megan don't even fight for real. She talk like a Valley girl. Hey, well, I didn't say she talk like she got some sense, but she be making them songs like.
What was that song, Megan? That Megan Thee Stallion, that Southside Forever freestyle she dropped or whatever. She was like, look, I don't know what's wrong with y'all bitches. Half of y'all can't decide if y'all fuck with me or if you want to fuck me.
Yeah, I sent y'all that. That shit went hard, man.
Hey, that motherfucker went crazy. Look,
let me tell you how deceiving Megan Thee Stallion. I didn't even know what she looked like. I was listening to her music, think she looked like a gangsta boo type of chick. Then when I seen her picture, I'm like, this the girl that's been rapping this whole time?
Like, this girl pretty as shit.
Right. No. Then she did the interviews and the way she laughed, and she all in the nerdy shit. I was like, this bitch, the one talking about the black ass bitch? Wab. I'm like, this ain't it. I gotta rock with it, because she got a freestyle, like a flow like this, just ridiculous. And somebody said they ain't like her freestyles because she just be rapping about the same. I'm like, her freestyle is different than her songs she put on the radio. She rapping about the same things because them girls flocking to it. If she's making money, she ain't gonna stop.
And that's why I said I missed the mixtape era, because motherfuckers would be totally different artists on the motherfucking mixtapes, dude. Because you gotta make certain songs to satisfy the masses and the label, but you get the real authentic motherfucker on the mixtapes.
Man. Right, because, you know, Megan, she be out here. She get out the car with a beat and start freestyling. And guess what? Her voice sound the same. I mean, rappers' voice sound the same on their album when they freestyle just on camera, on a car beat.
That's also because, too, whatever, like you was talking about earlier with Rowdy Rich. Yeah, man, people be using effects on their voice, man. I don't know if it's just to make them sound like they more popping or make them sound more polished or whatever, but I just remember back in the day, like, and you do too, where you had to find your rapping voice.
Right.
And that's something that a lot of artists don't do nowadays. They don't find their rapping voice or whatever. They just put some effects on it and then be like, cool, but what the fuck you gonna do when you gotta perform this shit without all that technology?
Right, you don't be doing no Jay-Z and no other people shit and bring this live band in and you don't sound the same.
Exactly.
Don't do that. But yeah, like, I bet you, I could be wrong. I don't think Erica Banks can freestyle.
I've only heard that one. I haven't even went and did any research on Erica Banks. I just heard that one song that people play. Man, for a minute, I thought she was from St. Louis, the way that people in St. Louis was hyping her up, and she getting all the play on the radio, but then I found out she's like from Texas, and I'm like, okay, cool, but she's still, you know, she's still giving like Nelly some shine, I guess, or whatever, so, but I'm like, that's the one thing that really, it kind of fucked me up about radio here, and I guess they do it everywhere, but the radio stations here, I feel like they be doing like that favoritism stuff, whatever. It's like, dude, it's so many dope artists in St. Louis, female artists. Like I said, I just named a few. Shout out to my girl Kimmy B as well. Kimmy B killing it. Man, ooh, you.
She got a catchy name.
I know, right? I know. That's what drew me to her. I was like, hey, that name sound kind of legit.
Yeah, Kimmy B.
Kimmy B be talking that gangster shit too.
I need to listen to her again.
But the thing, I'm like, dude, so why y'all hyping her up or whatever? And they're like, well, because, you know what I'm saying, she giving Nelly some shine or whatever. But I'm like, it's plenty of artists in the damn Lou who rep the Lou. Like, I think we've been arguing about this shit for like ever or whatever. And then every now and then, whatever local hip hop station, they'll go ahead and be like, okay, cool, we're gonna go and have this show. We gonna showcase local talent, but we only gonna do it on Sunday night at like from like seven to eight. And it's like a whole damn hour. Y'all can't just play this. Y'all can't play local shit like during the day.
Right.
Y'all can't play local shit. Like, just, I ain't saying it gotta be all local, but you can't at least like drop like some shit in between, like a Rowdy Rich and a Lil Baby. You can't drop a local artist's song in between there.
So what if they take a Nelly song and do what Erykah Banks did? They gonna get some play?
Probably not.
See.
Probably not. Cause dude, I know she ain't the first motherfucker who thought about doing that shit. I know it had to be from somebody from St. Louis doing that shit before her.
They just can't get out this motherfucker. You gonna have to leave St. Louis in order to make it. Get on the radio. You might have to go to Texas, you might have to go to ATL and just rap. I mean, like, you gonna have to do what Hitman Holla did.
Or even on the production side, do what Metro Boomin did. Metro Boomin ain't been back to St. Louis for real. Like, I don't know if Metro Boomin even still claims St. Louis, so I don't want to put no words in his mouth. But, you know what I'm saying? I mean, for most people look at Metro, I know I did, until you told me, Metro Boomin looked like, I just associated him with just being an Atlanta nigga.
Right. You kind of have to, shit. I don't know. I guess they got to do what they got to do. To make it out of here, and then claim saying, like, "Yeah, I'm from St. Louis, motherfucker."
Yeah, I mean, but Lil Boosie said it best though. It's basically just like, man, you know, if you want to blow up, like you said though, you got to leave your town. But that's because he was saying that a lot of people be hating on you, and be trying to kill you in your city. At least what he was talking about, like in Baton Rouge.
Yeah, that happened here too. 30D Grimy would be talking about that. He can't come back because, you know, they hate him. Like, they kill you over there.
It's been so many motherfuckers who, like, since I've been researching him or whatever, dude, like, motherfuckers, like, really be trying to, like, kill that nigga.
Yeah.
That's wild.
That's why we say you got to watch the interview with C Murder, his mm-hmm. boy, mm-hmm. being the videos with him. Like, he said he came back home. I guess they spot him. At like a subway or something, that they got up on the highway. So you know them rolling battles on like the highway. He was part of one of them. They pulled out an AK-47. It hit him. It went through his arm and out his went through his shoulder and then out his wrist or something like that.
Jesus Christ!
And he got the whole shoulder scar. That's why he had the cast on in his videos. And they ain't been back home since.
I mean, he said, but hell, can you blame him?
No, they had a whole segment on how to ride through the city of St. Louis when you come back, and how you got to treat like other artists that you bring in. Like, you tell them how to move in St. Louis. No loud music. If you can get a rental car, go ahead and get them windows tinted, dark so nobody can see you. Keep your head on the swivel. I'm like, dog, I ain't coming here. That's too much work. That's what I would have said.
But you know what
made me want to play here?
You know what though? I mean, thinking about, because, you know, I mean, we St. Louis dudes or whatever, we've been, you know, been in this city or whatever. The shit they saying, I don't think anybody can really argue with them.
Right.
Because we know how sometimes, I think it's just like any place or whatever. It's just like sometimes motherfuckers be mad at you because you making it out, because they feel like you taking a shot, not realizing that it's enough space in the sky for us all to, you know what I'm saying, be able to shine.
Yeah, right. If you need help, just say that. Just don't screw me over.
Man, damn, I hate. Damn, that's crazy.
And part of his, you know, he in the gang, so he I don't even know if you watched the video. He shot the video on that dude's street and took the sign down in front of their houses, the people he beefing with.
You know what?
They had a whole diss on. Like, they broke down the video. He was like, he took the sign out. He on their street. He said he couldn't say if the gun was real or not. And yeah, he made a whole diss song on there, on their block.
You know what? I remember you said nighttime.
At nighttime, I'm like, this something. This these motherfuckers ruthless, dog. That's what I'm talking about.
Hold up, dog. Wait a minute. Hold on, nigga. Hold up, nigga. Hey man, I gotta keep going back to what I gotta keep going back to this. Every time you bring up how you like some gangster shit,
I don't ever want to be involved in that shit.
My motherfucking dog Day Day with that AA. You talking about he got a family to feed, and you was talking about some dog, man. That shit's bad, man, because kids listen to that. He sending the wrong message. But then when it comes to this shit, and then niggas really trading bodies and going point for point, you like, yeah, dog, that shit, all right.
That's that gangster shit. They keeping it real, man. That's who he is. That's who they are. I mean, they trying to get out of it because, you know, he getting up there, man. Like, if you go on YouTube right now, look at how many people reacting to his videos. All his videos. Like, these reaction YouTube reactors. Mm-hmm. They all of them from different cities all over reacting to all his videos, like every single one of them. I'm like, dang, this dude popping.
I mean, that's good and everything, but do we look at it also from the standpoint of, like, you know, yeah, you popping on the internet or whatever, and yeah, you getting likes and views, and I don't know what that man pockets looking like and stuff like that, but dude, wars cost money.
Who?
Wars, like getting into a war with somebody.
I thought you said warrants. I was like, dang.
Like, I mean, but shit, hell, warrants are gonna be part of that shit too. You can't be going around like shooting up motherfuckers and shit like that, or being involved in some shit like that, and then doing interviews about it, and the police looking at that shit.
The police ain't gonna do that. They looking at specific people. Look at it though. They should have been got a few people, but they didn't.
I mean, I am going to look at it, though, for sure. I'm going to look at it. But it's just kind of like, I don't know, bro. Man, I just...
Do you think the police going to where they at? Yeah. Like, I don't believe that. Like, y'all just saying, y'all praising the blue line and whatnot, but do you think that blue line is going to their neighborhood when that shit popping off? Or are they going after? Or are they chasing him when he get out of that zone, mm-hmm. and then get him? That's what I'm saying. They not going into these neighborhoods. They not crazy. They know well, better too. Not
you like know what? That. You know what? I will give you a point on that because they actually covered some shit like that on Snowfall when they was trying to run up in this damn project in Compton, and the damn police officer was like, "Ain't nobody going up in that motherfucker." Like, dude, they got so many guns and shit up in there, like. It'll be a fucking massacre for the police to run up in there.
Right. They gonna catch you on the street. Like, they remember who they gonna find you. Like, oh, he by himself. Let's get him.
I still think, like, you still putting a target on yourself, though. Don't you think?
Yeah, but they gotta catch you by your slipping first.
Or the ops gonna catch you slipping because they ain't doing nothing poking the motherfucking bird or making them motherfucking videos. They're like, aha, nigga, yeah, I got y'all niggas.
Yeah, but I mean, the cops got to think about this. It was like, this motherfucker probably got a low. We got to wait. We need about 6 cars up behind this dude. Mm-hmm. Like, they pick and choose their battles. They got Bobby Shmurda because he was just doing these interviews out and about, and boom, cops.
Well, I would say they got Bobby a lot because of just that damn song and the way he described that fucking murder.
Which is crazy because I feel like all these rappers doing the same, but they, I don't know.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Somebody watching, and then plus he in New York though, so I think the police in New York kind of like just don't give a fuck. They like, these are our streets and we run them. They might be different than like St. Louis.
Yeah, that's true.
So I'm just saying, man, motherfuckers need to be real careful, dog. I just don't, you know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, I do like that dude music, 30 Deep Grimy. I do like his music. I just don't want, fuck, his damn life to be cut short because he can't leave the bullshit alone.
Right. He living out, I don't know, I ain't going to say where he, I mean, you can obviously see where he live in his interviews, but yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, I think he trying to get out, but he's still making that type of music. Mm-hmm. And how little Scrappy say music.
Music. Oh, I just want to work on my music. That's it. I ain't worried about Erica or the back. Hey, man, Erica got that nigga motherfucking name on her phone. It's Lil Durl, man. I ain't going to never forget that shit.
You're Lil Durl.
She hate that nigga, man.
She sure do. I've been watching that new show they got out. Also, man.
Family reunion or some shit?
Yeah, go ahead and watch Love It. Not Love It Hip Hop, but Grown Up Hip Hop with Bow Wow on there.
Yeah, I'm what's it? We TV, that is on.
Yeah, you might have to catch it on demand. I swear, Deb was about to beat the shit out of Johnny Blaze.
Johnny Blaze, damn, Johnny Blaze on there.
Yeah, man,
damn.
Yeah, and Bow Wow, you know, he rolling up in every segment. I'm like, when is the motherfucker become a weed head?
Hey, oh, nigga, we ain't even talk about that shit. Nigga, this might fucking might be a 3-hour episode or something. Oh, your man Drake gave shout out to Shad Moss. He said he was his inspiration.
Right. What do you call him, Wizzle?
Oh, man, I don't know what the fuck. Did you actually watch the video? Because I didn't.
Yeah, I watched the video. This shit was funny. He called him Wizzle.
Wizzle.
He said, without you. He had his Prince voice on, without you. There is no me.
Dearly beloved, you're gathered here today to give Bow Wow his flowers.
He said, y'all know what it is. You know, you know.
Hey, man. I think only Drake could get off with saying some shit like that. Because I think if that was anybody else, dog, they would have started frying him on the internet. Be like, yeah, nigga, that's probably why your music sound like that. Because you taking keys from Bow Wow.
Ooh. And then Drake, Soulja Boy was like, oh, this dude steal my bar, and then congratulate Road the Cat. I'm like, oh, here we go.
So what bar of his did he steal? Because I ain't even about even going to look it up.
Oh, tell me what's really going on. Drizzy back up at this thing. So what's happening?
So
that's Soulja Boy's bar.
From Soulja, was that from Pretty Boy Swag?
I don't remember. Tell me what's really going on. Soulja Boy back up in this thing. What's happening?
Hey, you know what? You know what, man? You right. You right. Hey, you know what? Nah, I'm going to tell you this because I forget. I think it was the smoking section. They had a smoking section website. I don't know if they were still in business, but they were like a local based website back in like the early 2000s. And I remember when Drake had dropped that song, he had to tell me what's really going on, whatever. And they were like, oh my God, this is the greatest bar that I've ever heard. And I'm like, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but what?
A lot of rappers done that though, right?
Yeah, a lot of rappers have done that, so we can't just single out Drake.
And Soulja Boy doing it though, he's singling out Drake, and I'm just like, can he be bad?
I think Soulja Boy still mad that that Drake didn't jump on the official version of that nigga We Made It. He just did a mixtape version of it.
How many people installed? 1, 2, 3 into the 4, and a lot of verses, man. Sugar Hill Gang, all this stuff. Like, that's just an ongoing thing. It's gonna happen. Somebody gonna take your verse. If it's popular, it's gonna get taken.
Hey, man, I'm just saying though. I do appreciate you being level headed about this and everything or whatever. But if this was the other way around, and somebody stole Drake verse,
a lot of people have stole this verse.
And you've been mad about each time they did it. Nope.
Because, man, they be acting like oh, hey. He got the ghostwriter, but you're taking his verses, though.
That was cuz, man.
He got the ghostwriter, but you're taking his verses. Man, I got to go. Right? See, I ain't standing for this shit.
All right, man, go ahead and get the point shots.
We're going to come back to that. You weren't even supposed to be remembering that shit.
You right. Oh, that's my bad, huh?
Hey.
Go ahead and get your point shots for the people. Let them know how you feel.
Man, how Levon going to have a little song where he say, oh, shit, getting brazy. And I'm going crazy. I'm like, nope, you gotta keep saying the bees now.
Hey man, but you know what though? As far as like the substituting the B for the C, Brazy is like the only word that really sound good. Cause all them other words sound stupid.
Like booling.
I'm bicking back being bull.
Anyways. Hey. Pardon shots. What can I give y'all today? Hey man, look, now if you're talking to your parents on the phone and you know you being downright stupid and they giving you some advice and they calm with you at first, and but you ain't listening to the advice and you pissing them off and you know you pissing them off and they say they get out of character, man, don't be recording that shit and then put it out in public. Then you just proving a point. Just like Kirk Franklin's son.
Hey man, Kirk Franklin cussed that nigga out real good.
And that was well deserved. Don't be recording right. That shit. Like, wasn't nobody on this side. Yo, sensitive motherfucker. Like, whoever posted the thing said, like, you should have stomped his ass out. You should really stomp. What happened to that Kirk Franklin? Yeah, man. Like, oh, you just a bitch out of him. What are you apologizing for?
I think because there are some people who found offense with it, but those are like them super Christian church people who just like, oh my God, that's like, dude, motherfuckers who ain't real. That's the one thing I hate about religion. I feel like people get religion and they forget what it's like to be a real person. Like, you ain't got no fucking emotions or nothing. Like, of course, I'm gonna still be angry about some shit like that. You my fucking son, I done did all this shit for you, and this the way you come at me? Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, stop your bitch ass up. Whatever. Something he said the same thing. And like his daughter said, I was like, you the brutest point when she did that interview. She was on the dad's side. Like, yeah, you ain't supposed to be airing out family stuff like that. Well, he ain't the real grown man. He human, motherfucker.
Yeah, right. That's the thing. He human. So what the fuck you want from him? But
he told you in private. It was a private conversation, like he said. He wasn't talking to no girl on the street like that, or some random person. He was talking to his son. But yeah.
And plus, you know, I know for a fact that boy that heard his daddy act up before.
Right. He got in his feelings. He started crying in the car and stuff. Yeah. But first of all, if your parents got to talk to you and you 30-something years old, you got a problem.
That motherfucker entitled, man. That my motherfucker
yelled at me like that in like 20-some years. Like, dang, what is you doing?
Hey, dog, ain't it wonderful when you get to the point where, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was telling my mom the other day, I was like, man, I used to be scared as shit of you to see you coming. To see you coming home or whatever. Now, you know what I'm saying? We be like playing and like, you know what I'm saying, like messing around and shit like that. Like, I'm really glad we got to this point of our relationship.
Right. And I know all these parents are like, damn, that grown ass man gotta get cussed out like that by his dad. Like, what the fuck? He doing man, wrong. He's still a child.
He a fucking lost cause, dog. You damn near 40 or whatever, and you still having to get corrected like that.
Yeah, so I gotta get y'all advice out here. If you plan on talking to your parents like that, just see them in person. If you wanted that type of person. Because if that was my kids, I would've showed up in their doorstep like Michael Myers.
They still gonna record this shit, though. You know, man, I love the fact that we have this technology because it makes it so much easier for people like us who are creative to be creative on the go, and you don't need like these big super setups. But I hate it for like these young people and just people who are just immature, and they feel like everything needs to be recorded and put out for public consumption because everybody trying to go fucking viral.
Right. Fuck all this shit.
Yeah. Oh,
my shots.
Appreciate that, bro. Oh man, I just want to just say, man, stay safe. Again, stay safe out there, man. And to call back to the beginning of the show, man, Max, Aaron, and just whoever else, man. I know Jasmine out there listening. I know she had lost a child too, man. Anybody who has just lost anybody, especially like children or parents or whatever, like I'm blessed to say I think you could say the same, whatever, that we haven't been through tragedies like that. We're losing like a parent or, you know, a child, definitely. And, you know, I often look at people like who have lost like their parents, especially. I'd be like, dude, I cannot imagine, you know, even though me and my dad ain't got the best relationship, you know what I'm saying? I ain't never like, you know what I'm saying, like wish death on him or thought about like a world without him. And you know what I'm saying? I could just imagine what that's like. Like this person who literally gave me life is no longer living. And then like, you still got to walk around and live life, because at the end of the day, life is for the living, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I know it hurts sometimes. Hell, I know it's certain days I just don't want to get out of bed still. And, you know, I know it hurts. But yeah, man, you just got to just keep on pushing and keep going or whatever. I know it sounds bad, but I don't mean it in a heinous way where I'm telling you that, nah, man, you got to get over that shit. Like, you'll never get over it, but you just learn how to cope or whatever. And then eventually you go from like not crying every day to where you can kind of maybe look back on that person and their memory and you can smile about it. It ain't something that can happen overnight. You know, we all gonna have our weak moments and stuff like that or whatever, but just know it's people out here who love you, who care about you, and you a superstar.
Yeah. Emotions make you cry sometimes. Y'all need to listen to that.
Hey, you know what?
Yeah. Something like that. I probably butchered it, but y'all know where I was coming from.
Nigga, you definitely butchered it, but yeah. Ain't no problem. I wish motherfucker Will was on this show. Will would have hit that motherfucking Damon Wayans hated it.
Right. Hey man, I'll be trying like shit. Like I don't know. I'll be trying.
You need to put you some auto-tune on there, dog. That might make you sound better.
I might have an effect on the mic.
Oh
I
shit.
I gotta fight. Yeah.
Hey, say that for the Patreon, dog.
Yeah. I just might. Here you go. I found the video, but before we leave, this motherfucker. I don't own the rights to this. Yeah.
Make you cry sometimes.
That's all y'all get.
Emotion.
Do you got YouTube Premium?
Yeah.
I was going to say, yeah, dog. Shouts out to you for not being cheap. Sprinkle for the YouTube Premium so we ain't had to sit through a commercial.
Yeah. Right. I did something right. I might play another H-Town song next week. Shit. I don't know. When we get this Patreon together, I might sing the whole song myself.
Go for it. You going to do an acapella?
Probably. Y'all better throw the dollars at the screen, too.
Throw the dollars?
It might be a video on there where I hit the Dino with the shirt open. Yeah. No, I was just playing.
Hey, man.
For your entertainment.
You better sit there. I don't know if you can set prices on Patreon, but that sounds like a $100 video. Yeah. That sounds like a video they got to pay $100 a pop to watch that.
I'm being inspired by Country Wayne, and then we got to find our niche.
Hey man, if nothing else, dog, I know people always say that this site is only for sex, but it's so many people on there doing shit that ain't sex related. You can do an OnlyFans page. That could be like our Patreon.
Yeah, that too.
Do like some impressions and, you know, stupid shit videos or whatever, stuff like that. You know, go and incorporate the third Uptown ENT boy Will.
Yeah. Oh, OnlyFans, we finally made it.
How did you get up over here, cuz?
Alright, man. stupid, man. Alright, for my main man, B, I am Low. This has been another episode of Uptown ENT. We'll holler at y'all next week. Peace.
Later.